17. We're going to tidy up around here, I say to Jeremy the very next time I sit. Tidy up? Jeremy figures. Not exactly. I mutter, handing him a clean sponge from the whole package of them my mother sent along. Squeeze it in the suds like this. I put his hand and the sponge in the bucket of suds. Now scrub, I say, and push his hand onto the kitchen floor. Me? I go to the other corner, where it's worst. Me and Jeremy get quiet, and you'd think this was the world's work, like we're inventing a telescope or building a Hilton hotel. We're concentrating so hard. The sound of sponge and suds on the floor makes us businesslike. I show him the dipping and squeezing, and he likes it. I change the water, you don't want to know the color, and the things floating in it. We use 6 buckets of hot suds, and there's still our footprints on the floor, but you can see it's bluish now. Our hands are pruny, and the smell has cleaned out our sinuses, and Jeremy stayed with it to the end. I tell him he's a good boy. He says he knows it.